Now, you might not have known that today is the start of National Recycling Week, and one school in Norwich is going above and beyond when it comes to going green. This is the children at Mulbarton Primary, south of the city. They've been learning all about reducing the use of plastic and looking after the environment. Their head teacher, Bev Theobald, joins us on the line now. Bev, good morning.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Well, what is it, 9:10 on a Monday morning? You're a head teacher. I imagine you've just had a busy 20 minutes or so, haven't you?
Or at least, not an hour.
Yes, I'm not surprised. Well, thanks for finding the time to join us. Tell us what you're doing this week. You're really embracing National Recycling Week, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, really, as a school, we don't just have a special week for it. It's something that's inbuilt into so much of what we do. Because, you know, it's really important, we feel, for the children to have the, you know, the skills and the knowledge for them to go on to impact in the world. So within our school, we do things like we've got recycling bins everywhere, so the kids know that they can put any scrap paper in there and it's going to be used sensibly. They make posters, they do litter picking. So you know, it's just part of what we do as a school. And particularly we use a program called Lifter, which has stories about people across the world, and it really immerses the children in a lovely understanding of the impact that individuals can have. And so that's really our focus during this week and moving on, that we'll use some of those stories in Lifter.
Which is great, but I suppose the obvious question that comes to mind here, Bev, is that quite often children are very clued up on environmental issues and recycling. Yeah. Are we not targeting the wrong age group here? Sometimes it's us older ones who need the lessons, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, what we hope, obviously, is that these lessons go home with the children. And so, you know, they will go home and talk about it, and they will carry that on at home. And to be fair, they do. We've had a number of parents ask us if they can borrow the litter pickers, and they go out themselves at the weekends, take their children out on the common, keeping our local environment as clear as we can. And so, yeah, I think it does impact on the parents. Children go home and talk about what they've learnt. And we will share those things with them. We did have a reading. We have a week occasionally where parents come in, and we did a focus on the environment. So it is about educating us all, not just the young, you're right.
Yeah. How easy is it for a school to be plastic free? There must be some things that are more challenging than others.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There are things that are very challenging. Packed lunches are one of the big ones. And so we do talk to children about making sure it's not plastic free, but that one-use plastic. So making sure they're bringing things in little pots rather than in throwaway bags. We collect the crisp packets that they bring in, and we collect those for Animal Sanctuary. So we collect those in. So yeah, it is about making sure there are things around the school that we can do. As you say, it is difficult. There's a lot of plastic in our lives, isn't there now? But where we can, that single-use plastic we try to avoid.
Yeah, the parents doing the packed lunches are under pressure then. They've got to make sure it looks right when they open it, lunch boxes.
Yeah, well, we try not to be too pressured, but yeah, we are. We're trying to educate rather than force.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great idea, because you're right, it's there everywhere in our lives. We make so many choices, don't we, on a daily basis about whether we're going to use a single-use plastic or not.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that I was asked anyway, I'm assuming you want to know about, is that we've been watching a story about a Cornish-based artist who reuses plastic ocean waste, and that one really caught the attention of the children. So he goes out onto the Cornish coast, collects up the waste, and then he's actually making beautiful pieces of art. And the children, very taken by that, wanted to make their own, obviously. And that was a real prompt for them around continuing the work that we're doing here in school.
Would you say that's your most spectacular example you've got of recycling in the school? Because I like seeing very, very obvious examples of recycling. And it's something I've mentioned on the radio before, that there's a house quite near the centre of Norwich that I walk past quite often that has got in its garden a couple of old toilets that it's now turned into planters. And I love it when you see something that is very obviously having a second life. It used to be something else, and now it's being used for another purpose. So have you got any very obvious examples like that? If I turned up to your school, would I be able to say, oh, well, that used to be something else?
Oh, gosh, now you've caught me out. Well, to be honest with you, we have got one, but I mean, it's not plastic, and that's we do make our own mud kitchens for the children using pallets, but obviously they're not plastic. But yeah, I can't.
But that's no, that's perfect. That's a perfect example. That's in the spirit. That is exactly in the spirit of it. You've got an old wooden pallet that might otherwise have just been disposed of or chucked away or whatever, and you've turned it into a mud kitchen. Brilliant. That's exactly what we want to hear. Brilliant. Bev, keep up the good work. Lovely to hear from you. I always think the most obvious example of that, Bev, is when, and I don't know whether this dates it, but when you used to get the yellow pages, people used to have all different uses for that, didn't they? They'd stack up their, whether it be computer screens on it or stand on it. That used to be something that was never used for its intended
purpose.
Never
used again. No, absolutely. No.
But that definitely dates it, doesn't it? And if you said to your children at school, yellow pages, they'd say, what? Yeah, come on, Grandad.
Yeah, yep, exactly. Bev, what are you talking about?
No, exactly. Bev, thank you. Bev Theobald, head teacher at Mulbarton Primary School, on the efforts they go to, not just in this National Recycling Week, but all the time.